and people will go out of their way to help you, support you, and make introductions, which becomes reciprocal. They have to like you and get to know you first. Although this book has been written specifically for women of the Middle East, I truly hope that men will also find it of interest. As a backdrop to the following chapters, I will also be looking at some of the finer details for comparisons and differences between countries in the region. I do not think you can look at the position of women and leadership in the Middle East without keeping in mind the history, the geopolitical situation, and the culture. For many people reading this, much may be familiar, but I also hope that there will be some new elements of interest for you. This region cannot be assessed in isolation either, and needs to be contextualized as part of the global picture. The history of all nations is relevant when understanding how societies have evolved and their cultures have developed. I have worked internationally in many different countries and regions, and there are different notes in the Middle East. It may be that the culture is still so strong, and its grip has not yet been loosened in the same way in all parts of the region by the advances of modernism, revolution, global economies, conflict, and so on. Whatever it is that has created this extraordinary, dynamic, and complex place, it has drawn me in with fascination, curiosity, and continuous, enjoyable learning. The geography.